Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm feeling down because Carl Anthony Towns and we got beaten by the Wolves. Hi, everybody. It's the Hoops and Happy Bison podcast. I am your long-removed co-host, Don Denham. You can find me on Twitter at Don_Denham. It feels good to be back. I am so happy to be talking with my fellow Mavs fans for life, particularly Ruben Tomas, a.k.a. Reddit Mavericks. How are you, Ruben?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You're having a great day. Been appreciative of you guys holding down the fort for so long. I've just been tackling a whole lot of weekend gigs and hitting some career milestones with music and stuff, so I've been away from the MFFL family for too long, so I was happy to get back in and watch some games and talk some hoops with you guys. With us, I am so stoked to hear, all the way from Cali, we got Tim Beam. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. I'm not quite as famous as you just yet, but
I'm getting there slowly, but slowly. All right. So we had some games that just happened with the Mavs. Pretty confusing week. With a good close win against the Timberwolves, a blowout win against the Rockets, which is fairly predictable, and then a blowout win from the Timberwolves. So that felt like a pretty inconsistent week this week. What were y'all's thoughts on the most recent Timberwolves game?
Terrible. I have this thing now where I'm like, what I'll do if we're losing by like 15 or more, I just like start scrolling StockX, start scrolling eBay. I just like, I go window shopping. Instead of really paying attention.
Once we're down 15 points, you're doing retail therapy is what you're saying.
Basically, and I'm gotcha. Like, because I'm looking at it, it's like, Luca, I think we only hit 10 threes that day. We shot 43 of them, which is, that's not a good, that's a 3-point percentage of 23%. Luca had half of those makes. not a fun game at all.
Pretty abysmal shooting night. Tim, what did you think?
I mean, I didn't like the way they lost, but I knew going in we were going to get Minnesota's best effort because of the way the week had unfolded for them, losing to us and then losing kind of in a painful way against the Suns, getting closed out like they did. So, yeah, they hit us with their best shot.
That they did. So Taurean Prince showing up like a legit six man, as opposed to where he's been pretty much just, I didn't realize he was even on the Timberwolves for a long time. And then he shot 70% from the field or north of that the other day. So that's, that was the one that stood out to me. I mean, what's also weird is that just doesn't seem like there were, I think Kat was the only person that had 20 points. Everybody else just kind of pitched in double digits. Like there was just a lot. It was just an overall team win and an overall team loss for the Mavericks.
Yeah, it was just, looking at it, everyone, 7 people on their team scored 20, mm-hmm. at least double digits. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. The ball's moving around. Patrick Beverley being that little asshole that he can be. He's definitely one of those guys that I would love to have on my team, but I fucking hate him. Anywhere else. I mean, seemed like for a little bit, it seemed like Anthony Edwards and D'Angelo Russell were going to go off. They really didn't. Like, they're both, Anthony Edwards, 43% from the field. D'Angelo Russell, 38%. So, they didn't have the best games, but just like everyone else chipping in, just made everything. Like, Jordan McLaughlin just going off was crazy. Like, I didn't expect that. Again, they
I really like their forward, Vanderbilt, number 8. I like him a whole lot. Like, I think he's just like a guy that just seems to be in the right place, right time, and he's nice and shifty, and he kind of has like a bit of a Dorian Finney-Smith vibe to him, but like I think he's a little bit bigger. I think he's like 6'10" or so, and so like he's kind of a consolidated, like, it's a weird mix between Dwight Powell and Dorian Finney-Smith as far as his play style. You know, sets good picks, plays moderately good defense. But also, I mean, like, he's just, you know, cuts to the basket, good rim runner, that kind of thing. Definitely somebody I would like to have a big like that. I mean, I guess we do. I guess we have, like, Dwight's been actually playing fairly well, all things considered.
Yeah.
But I don't know. D'Angelo Russell having an inconsistent game doesn't surprise me. I'm kind of cooled off on Anthony Edwards. I thought he was really having a breakout season this year. And I mean, like, maybe he's just had a couple of rough games against us, but like, he really hasn't like popped to me the way that and like also hasn't like shown like the big physical pops either, like where he's just like, oh wow, he exploded, you know, to the rim, or like really drove. I don't know. He seems to be playing fairly uninspired, which is weird since they're like really in the hunt and in the playoff race, which is something they haven't really been in a while. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't really know what to be like. Carl, like, Kat's been playing very intense, and I think he's kind of like taking the load this part of the season, which is cool. Like, I'm glad he's finally, you know, he finally found his alpha in him to take charge of some games. Because I want to see Karl Anthony Towns do well, just not against the Mavericks. And you know, Luka really was the only one that showed up, but he didn't even have that good of a game. You know, it's funny when we feel like it's a disappointing game when your starting player, you know, racks up 24 points. You know, that's a disappointing game for us. You know, grateful for that.
So let's see, looking back at that first Timberwolves game, that's the reason why, like, for me, the Wolves loss sucked, but it didn't suck as bad because we beat them earlier in the week, which is a poor proceeding, right?
Sure.
So looking at that first game, like, was just a fucking back and forth, like, both, like, it's weird, like, I've never considered, like, the Wolves, like, rivals at all, especially, like, since, like, Kevin Garnett left, but, like, even now, I'm, like, thinking, damn, like, I kind of hate this team, like, you know, and it's probably because we've seen them so much, especially this week, like,
I think it's like, Pat Beverly's fault. I think he's constantly, I think he does a good job of being a good Mav villain, you know, when he was on the Clippers and when he was on the Rockets, like, he's always just kind of been a thorn in the Mavs' ass.
Yeah, but looking at that game, like, you know, Dwight Powell ended up being, you know, he's like the Timberwolves killer most of the time, which I think he fouled out last time, actually, now I think about it. He fouled out both times, I think. He fouled out in both games, I think, which is crazy. He doesn't really do that very often.
I mean, if you got 6 fouls, I mean, you should use them.
Oh, he almost fouled out the blowout game. But anyway, so this game, like, fouled out with 22 points. 8 rebounds, 3 offensive rebounds, like, good game for him, 8-for-8 from the field. Luka had a stinker, 5-for-17 from the field. A little concerning. That's a little concerning when Luka can't get going. At this point, we all kind of know Maxey's been on the struggle bus.
Yeah.
You know, Reggie has been a little infrequent. That game, like, that last minute was so excruciating. Because it took like 20 real life minutes to get that last like minute or so down between all the like the intentional fouls and trying to, you know, Patrick Beverly trying to like intentionally miss the free throw, you know, all that stuff, and like,
oh yes, that was the game that I watched pretty much the entire second half of, and got a chance to like actually watch it, and it's like, that was a good close game, good and competitive, fierce, like that game is what gives me confidence if we were to somehow see them in the playoffs. Like, and I don't really have any worry about it, because I think like the chances of their young talent, you know, coming up short versus ours, I think, you know, it favors us, especially like playoff Luka has been like, I can't wait. And so like, I'm also not like sweating too much like this part of the season, because like we're getting into the playoffs and there's not really a matchup that I want. I would love to, you know, I'd love to see the Pelicans, but I just, you know, it's just probably not going to happen. I don't know. I think like when I was seeing that team yesterday, I see an exhausted team. Or I see a team that's like trying to pace themselves. Like I don't see like a team that's like clicking on all cylinders. And I feel like that's fairly common in the NBA now, is like towards the end of the season, guys are kind of taking some nights off. You know what I mean? Especially when it's like, all right, let's just get to the playoffs. It'd be different if we were like, you know, had a chance at the one seed, or if we were like really in threat for like the play-in game or something like that, which I don't believe we are, if I'm not mistaken. Like, yeah. I mean, if we lose out, probably, but like, you know, I don't think that that's going to be a likely scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I feel. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. And,
confusing. It's a confusing week of games.
Yeah. And then look at the Rockets game, just like, you know, predicted a win. I actually had a bet with a Rockets friend of mine that whoever lost had to watch the worst anime we could find. So they lost. So I was like, thank God I don't have to watch like bullshit. Mm-hmm.
And what was the worst anime you can find?
It's an anime called X Arm, which is like, it's stupid. And the animation is making like half of it CGI, the half it's like regular animation. And it's like, for some reason, like CGI characters are interacting with regular animation characters, and it just looks terrible.
Okay, good.
So I was like, thank you, Zeke, for watching that, you know. but yeah, that game was fun, you know, Jalen going off for 28 points, you know, everybody else, Jalen and Spencer, like, together, it was great. Like, that was a great, and of course, like, obviously, like, the talent level may not be as, like, extreme, because, you know, the Mavs, besides Luka, Spencer, and Jalen, like, they aren't, like, you know, world beaters, but, you know, we do have experience on our side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, like, you know, Jalen Green, Kevin Porter Jr., like, those, you know, Jayshon Tate, those are all guys that are, like, very, very athletic, like, you know, just, like, quick and stuff like that, but they don't have, like, they haven't been in the NBA that long, you know? Whereas, mm-hmm. like, I think our team, like, we have a lot of more experienced guys, so they're able to kind of like slow down the pace and able to kind of like pick and choose their spots and like know exactly where to go, you know?
Well, I'm absolutely pleased with how Spencer has been playing on the team since we acquired him. I mean, like,
yeah.
He's playing obviously just infinitely better than what he was with the Wizards. And I think like when I saw, I'm just very happy that like my, you know, looking at the tape that I saw, I was just like, all right, inspired Spencer Dinwiddie versus, you know, like, once the wind was cut out of his sails, when they were just like, when he was just like, hey, I want to be a leader on this team, and the entire team said, nah, we're all good. And like, he's like, all right, well then why the fuck am I trying so hard? You know? And then he comes to a team that like, you know, appreciates his efforts and wants to see him do well. And like, he's stepping up. I mean, it's not just the game winners that he's hit, which has been awesome. It's great to have, you know, it's just like having that secondary ball handler, having a guy that's going to create his own shot. And like, he's kind of an offense in a box. Like, it's not always the most effective, but at the very least, it's a threat. And it's like, and he's, I don't know if it's just because he's just new on the team, but doesn't he have kind of a weird jump shot? Like I don't know, like kind of like a,
yeah,
weird,
I'm not, kind yeah,
of hezzy, I'm, has, it's like a hitch in it, right?
He looks like a player from the 70s and 80s.
Yes.
Being dropped off. Like not even just like aesthetically, just like the way he shoots and the way he moves, like, The fact he's not the best 3-point shooter, you know, like he takes a lot of mid range, which is like nice, but like,
sure, yeah, he's like an ABA player that got stuck in a time machine,
which is great. Like, I love it.
Oh, you know? I'm for it. Yeah, he even has a, like, it sounds like an ABA name, like Spencer Dinwiddie, like sounds like a guard that would, you know, throw a lob to Julius Erving.
Yeah, yeah. Like, seriously, do you have any thoughts, Tim?
I thought it was really cool to hear that Dorian kind of stepped up at halftime and got into the team a little bit and told him, hey guys, we need to get it going here when the game was still kind of close, because we've seen the progression and like the steps forward he's taken like on the court with his game this year. But to like hear him also like assuming that leadership role, because I mean, right next to like Luka and Dwight, he's been around here just about as long as anybody. So it's good to see. It's glad to hear he's like assuming more of a vocal role at times in the locker room.
Hey, the fact we paid him, and it's been like we may have underpaid him, like, you know, like just looking at what he does, like the little things he does, like, yeah, the stats aren't always like the greatest, but I mean, like, just like, again, like him taking the leadership role and him being like being vocal about things, like, that's great. Like, that's what I want to see. Like, he's officially one of like the old veterans on this team, you know?
So. It's like the opposite of what's happened with Julius Randle. He got paid. He's like, all right, cool. I don't need to.
Yeah,
do
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good now. Yeah. God,
I'm glad we did that. Someone made a really good point about like, you got to look at contract Randle versus regular Randle. Cause like his last year as a Laker was really, really good, you know, and his last year as a Pelican was really, really good. And then like his contract year for New York, you know, he's an all-star and then just like, yeah. And then just, takes a break.
Yeah, it takes a break. You know, not really vocal on anything. Like I've seen all those clips of just him just like giving up on defense like super quick, and it's like, dude, what the hell are you doing? Or like wanting to fight like, you know, coaches and stuff. Like, I'm like, dude, like what are you doing, man? like bro.
But he'll step up in Dallas, you know, because his family showed up. You know?
Absolutely, bro. Those are all the games. I guess we could go into questions, I guess. What do you guys think?
I'm down.
All right. Dalton asks, I think it's mostly for me, but your thoughts on the food debate.
So which food debate is this?
So there was a lot of discourse on Mavs Twitter last year, apparently, about breakfast food being terrible. That's out to CJ or SJ. Sorry, SJ said that. And I think some people said something about like pizza being bad or whatever.
I hate Twitter. God damn it. Why are we, if we can't appreciate breakfast food and pizza, you know what, maybe an entire, you know, nuclear holocaust is probably the way to go. You know, it's just like, yeah, you know what, let's give another species another shot. If we can't appreciate pizza and breakfast food, let's go.
My whole thought was, wow, man, the off season is going to be fucking terrible. this will happen when there's one game, was it a day between games? Shit, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, we're arguing about, yeah, is sausage overrated or pancakes overrated?
I did think it was funny though. Like I was like, this is hilarious. Like I'm not going to jump into it,
but I also like at least like is cereal soup a weird like I enjoyed those quirky debates on Twitter, but just like I can't. Granted, I am a part of a Mavs Twitter thread that was like there was like. Two very dedicated camps. One was Camp Applebee's. The opposing was Camp Chili's. And you know, you're really splitting hairs there as far as what you've, you know. But I at least found that argument more interesting because you can learn a whole lot about like what someone values in a dining experience. It's like, and someone did mention, yo, the dark lighting in Chili's is top notch, and I'm like. Man, that's a. I never realized really the sensual mood lighting of a Chili's.
That's fucking terrible.
Sam, I will not stand for any Chili's slander. That place is amazing. Don't you dare compare Applebee's.
No, it's great. I will say so. One time, I went out with a couple of buds, it was a work function thing. We did like a performance for you know with our students, whatever, and so we were out late and like. Neither of us wanted to go home, but neither of us wanted to hit up another bar necessarily. And like, we were all like in different parts. So there was an Applebee's that was like kind of central location for all of us. And we all had an amazing time with their like video trivia thing. We all like had, I think probably three drinks each within about a 2 hour time. And none of us paid more than $12.
I was about to say, yeah. Applebee's has like, some crazy deals. Dude.
Club A, let's go. Dude, bro, $1 PBR and two
exactly
first, let's go.
Exactly $1 PBRs, baby, let's do it.
I'm never gonna forgive them for those commercials during last football season.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah,
I don't even remember, dude.
So the like fancy like Applebee's whatever, that tune, that tune came on while I was at the gym. And I was listening to a podcast while I was at the gym, and then I had to switch it to just like the most aggressive, ear-piercing metal to drown out that fucking song. That's and like hilarious. To like, I had to listen to a song called "Slaughter of the Soul," followed by "Suicide Nation." Brought me more comfort and joy than that fucking Applebee's song.
Oh my god! Okay, next question.
Shout out at the Gates, great band.
Next question. So we're going to combine two. This is from Ali, and I want to say Mavs GJR. Okay. They're basically asking, what are some actual realistic targets reasonable targets for the offseason this year that might be able to take us to the next level.
I have no. I wish I had a free agent list in front of me. I don't even know who's like the headlining free agent next year. Like
I don't think next year's free agent class is like even like that. Now I'm trying to think of like who's a free agent next year. Like who's not a free agent. So
because there's just like there's a lot of people that I think are like up, but there's just like a good chance they're just re-signing. You know, there's a lot of guys I think that signed a lot of short deals. I feel like I'm maybe confusing it with another one. Like this isn't like I don't think the free agency is like a Field of Dreams free agency next year, but honest, I'm more excited that we have a draft pick next year.
Yeah, that would be finally Mavs draft can do his thing and actually like try to see what's up. Yeah, I'm not quite sure, man. Like I just like I'm trying to think of who's not unrestricted free agent or who's unrestricted free agent who doesn't have bird rights. Like, I don't know, man. I still kind of like Robert Covington. You know, I know he's had kind of he's regressed a little bit, you know. I think Montrezl Harrell is another interesting choice for me. He's also someone that has gotten in with Luka, and Luka seems to do really good. And players that have gone in with him end up becoming teammates. Marvin Bagley III, even though he's a restricted free agent next year. Yeah, there's a couple guys on top of my head that I know that are, you know. Do you have any ideas, Tim?
I'm just waiting on the draft, not this year's draft, but is it next year's where we can draft Bronny so that we can get LeBron to come here?
Let's do it. That would be such a fucking shit show, dude. I don't know if I'd want that to happen, but
I want chaos, so yeah.
Let's see. Next question comes from Aiden. What is a realistic starting caliber center you think the Mavs should target? Ooh, let's see. Centers. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. It's just, like, everyone's got, like, early bird rights, I think. That's the thing. Like, what I'm looking at, like, the free agent tracker, I'm, like, not seeing anything that looks promising.
Yeah. I mean, for me, like, a lot of it's just, like, so like for me, a lot of it's like, you know, like Rashawn Holmes in theory would be great, but he's also going through some, you know, some legal stuff right now that I do not want to touch. The idea of Miles Turner being on the scene would be great. Or even like Serge Ibaka would be like, cool.
I mean, you know? Nas Reed would be fun.
Nas Reed would be really fun.
But he's got bird rights. He's a unrestricted, but with bird rights. Yeah.
It's hard to look
Isaiah Stewart, but that's a team option. Same with, you know, we got Evan Mobley. It's another team option.
We have DeAndre Ayton. We have DeAndre Ayton if Sarver decides not to pay him because he doesn't want to, I don't think. That'd be crazy. Yusuf Nurkic is another one that I think would be really cool. I'm like,
Gorgeous Dong.
Oh, look, he is. Look at that. There's also Robin Lopez would be cool, I think.
Sure. I realized I was looking at the wrong place. I was looking at 2023. So those guys, Nas Reed and I mean, those are guys that they have for cheap and are probably going to keep those next 2 years. So those aren't.
I would love Robin Lopez because he would fight Mavs man.
Oh man, yeah. Games. That alone I think would be worth it. I mean, like I would produce that mini series. Lopez versus Mavs man. Yeah. Mavs Manageddon.
We already have the greatest center in the league on the team. We just refuse to play him.
Boban. Yeah, I mean, he's just too powerful.
I was like, Theo Pinson?
I don't know. There's not really a lot of like. Oh, Bismack Biyombo would be kind of cool, actually. I'd be cool with Bismack Biyombo.
I am wary of any center that plays with Chris Paul. That leaves Chris Paul. That's true, but like what I'm getting at though is just like there's certain centers that look amazing when they're with Chris Paul. They go into other place and they're pretty, you know, replaceable. Like DeAndre Jordan, Bismack Biyombo. Like as much as it's weird that they didn't pick up the contract extension with Ayton, like I'm wondering if they're like, we can get fairly like 80% production if we have Chris Paul instead, you know, and like just put a bigger an athletic big out there. Now, granted, it's weird that they traded Jalen Smith.
That was weird. Yeah.
And not rookie, signed. Right? They had forever. Like, it's like they just weren't playing him.
That's so weird.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if that was a fit thing. I wonder if that was like a chemistry thing that they're just like trying to correct.
Maybe. Oh, guys, Mitchell Robinson. He's not sure if he's free agent. He has bird rights, but you know, but still, you know, that's an option. That might be an option out there. That'd be kind of cool. I'd love to have him.
I'd love to have a defensive anchor. Sure. Yeah,
that'd be great. You have any thoughts, Tim, besides Boban?
No, just more Boban minutes.
All right.
All of the Boban minutes.
Let's see. Next question comes from Hops and Hoops. If you had to choose one, would you rather the Mavericks make the Western Conference Finals and run it back next season with the exact same roster, or lose in the first round and make roster changes? Give me that first one.
Yeah, give me the first. I'd much rather see them make I think playoff wins, like playoff round advancement, is more important than a roster change.
Especially if that's like the two options, you know. Like, I feel like that's
usually if you're making roster changes, it's to address problems that you guys just can't get past the hump. But like, I think it's also like I think Luka needs to experience a playoff round win. I think that's like those are the next. Like, he's already done a lot of things statistically that are just like beyond expectation, and he's superseded those expectations. But the next thing he needs to do is, you know, is follow through in the postseason. Yep. Like, that's where he's untested or untapped potential, I suppose.
What do you think, Tim?
I agree with Don.
All right. you're definitely filling in for the squish roll this week. Let's see. Next one comes from a fellow podcast, Buckets and Beyond, which I was just on yesterday. They ask, worst sports team merchandise you've ever seen?
I mean, it comes up in my feed occasionally. I'm going to have to go with the Mose-esque Luka Doncic plushie doll thing.
I've seen that.
It is, it is a weird, like, he's got, like, this odd neckbeard-looking thing and, like, really, like troll-like hair. that winds up with it. But the merchandise that I think that's, like, the worst is, like I think a really great, like, if you just want a good chuckle, is just bobblehead fails. Like, guys, those have missed the mark in some very hilarious fashions where, you know, they just got, like, you know, oh, we got 2,000 like off prints of just insert athlete's name. Let's just repurpose them and put it on there. I actually have a pop figurine. A buddy of mine, big Titans fan, shout out Cameron. I got him, for Christmas, I wanted to get him a Marcus Mariota at the time, pop figurine. And what I got was definitely Cam Newton in a box that said Marcus Mariota.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. So I've kept that. They sent me a new one. That was the right thing, but I was just like, yeah, I got a Camarcus, Nutriona, pop figurine.
See, worst sports team. I don't think I can think of the worst one. I think like just like the generic, like too much graphics on a t-shirt type of, you know, like shirts are terrible. I just, you know, those are just like something you can find at Walmart. I will say the best thing. So my wife yesterday went to like some craft fair, right? Mm-hmm. And so at home when we make soup, like when we warm up soup or whatever, like in a bowl, we warm up bowls. We have bowl holders, right? So you put the bowl in there, and then like it's supposed to be like it contains all the heat, and so you're able to take it out easy, whatever, right?
Sure.
Take out the entire thing. So yesterday, and I tell her like that's like my favorite thing she's ever bought for the kitchen. Like that's my favorite. Like also like air fryer's cool, blah blah blah, but the damn soup holder is great. she found someone. I guess someone there was making like with the vintage logo. Like these soup holders, and so she bought me two, and I was like, "Yes, that's exactly what I want. I can have soup like while watching the game, like in a little Mavs like holder, which is great." So,
that's wonderful.
Yeah,
I do remember at one time at a vintage shop, I bought my cousin a Texas Rangers dashiki, like an African gown. Like it's like, because it looks sort of like a soccer or I'm sorry, yeah. It looks sort of like a baseball jersey, but not really. Like I know he no longer has it, but like I was just like, this is so bizarre. You need this.
Sam, what's the worst sports merchandise you've ever seen?
It's always going to be the aluminum foil metallic jerseys, the alternates from like 2004.
Oh yeah, the blowout win, or the blowout opening night against the Lakers. I think that was the Karl Malone, Gary Payton Lakers. While we had Antoine Walker,
2004. That was exactly the year.
I think aside like Antoine Walker should be like just sending letters to Rondo for thanking him for being. The worst. like why? Yeah, he's my least favorite Maverick that's ever played, and like Antoine Walker is right up there. God, that was I hated the way he played.
Okay,
he's a volume shooter. Yeah, I mean, like mathematically, we all are.
any merchandise with the Stars alternates from the early 2000s, the cow looking one that most people refer.
The
Mooters.
the Dallas Texans.
Yeah.
Great. Let's see. Next question comes from Desanga Dio's Burner. Guess what they're asking? Favorite Desanga Dio moment?
I don't know. Desanga Jop?
Yeah, it's on a job by my brain. Yeah, Desanga Jop. Yeah.
I was like Lasagna Dio, Holy Diver, but Maradona sauce.
My bad.
No, you're good. I mean, like it was got to be that playoff run, right? Where it's just like he was basically our starting center. Or I get so I feel bad. I do get Jop and D'Alembert confused because they were like close to each other and like when there was the roster, like or they played very similarly, and just like. Just fucking like tough as nails, hustle rebounder kind of guys, get good block shots here and there. I'm trying to think of Jop specifically, and I can't place a single moment. I just remember we had a good playoff run with them once.
He shut down Tim Duncan in overtime in a game 7.
That's right. Chandler Parsons. Chandler Parsons, Monte Ellis team, right?
No, or was that D'Alembert? 06.
You're thinking
D'Alembert. I think D'Alembert. 2014.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh man, what a great moment. Next question comes from Nick. What's the weirdest thing you do on a regular basis?
I'm currently doing a lemon water challenge.
Oh.
So waking up and having warm lemon water every morning. Warm? I don't know if that's that weird. Yeah, it's like you're supposed to like cut like a a third of a lemon, boil it, and like you're getting all extracting all the nutrients from the rind and the fruit, and then drink like that's what the first thing you drink in the morning.
What about you, Tim? What's the weirdest thing you do on a daily basis?
I take freezing cold showers for 3 minutes every day. I got into the Wim Hof guy.
Ooh, is it like it's kind of like an ice bath basically, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's see, what do I do that's weird every day?
Whenever you like run outside room and you just start like just getting a hammer and just hammering your lawn.
No. Actually what I do, something I do that's kind of weird now I think about it is so I learned the alphabet in sign language like 15, 16 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Like for no reason. I think it was like some class like wanted me to like we had to learn it for some like story we were reading. So even now, like I'll just like randomly like sign language, like spell out things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll be like, oh yeah, let me spell out Luca, you know, stuff like that. I can do it real quick like that. So something I really do like, and I do it like under the table too, where people can't see it. So just like whatever. Let's see. Next question comes from Junior. He asks, "Will the Rangers make the playoffs this year? The Texas Rangers."
I have no idea. I just know, I realize I'm so detached from baseball that I don't know if I could name a Texas Ranger right now.
Well, the answer is no, they're not going to make the playoffs, but they're going to score like 8 runs a game and lose like 10-8 because they have the worst pitching staff I've ever seen. But it'll be fun.
Yeah. I was about to say, I think, it'll be fun offense. It'll be like the Mavs, fun offense. not really any defense whatsoever. So the pitching staff is kind of bad.
Mavericks have had a remarkable defense, or an overperforming defense. Let's put it that way.
You know. Well, I mean, like years past, you know. Like,
yes, I see. You know, I see what you're
but,
saying.
Yeah, it's gonna be a. No, I think our ceiling is the second wild card, if anything, and that's even stretching the imagination. So, let's see. Next question comes from Noble. This is for me, I think. How are they going to wrap up everything in Attack on Titan and only one episode left? They are not. They're gonna announce a movie. So the movie is gonna be the ending of the entire series, which is fucking stupid because they've been calling this the last season for the last 2 years. But they split the season into two. So it's why don't you call season five? Whatever. I don't care. Whatever. It's stupid.
So if they're putting
a pin in it. Sounds like you don't care.
I really don't care. Yeah. No.
if they're putting a pin in it and waiting later, is that Attack on Titan?
Wow, that's terrible. That's great, though. I'm going to use that later.
Let's put a pin in it and circle back. Attack on Titan.
God, shut up. Anyway, next question comes from Mavs Network, our good friend Mavs Network. Almost one season into his tenure, how do we feel about the Jason Kidd experience?
I'm weirdly impressed that it's a good it seems like the chemistry has just skyrocketed, and even when they lose, there's not a weird dramatic feel to it. There's a lot less angst amongst this team, it feels like, and it seems like the guys are ultimately pretty much pulling for each other. It really seems like there was the Mavericks and Porzingis, and I didn't it's like a breath of fresh air. And not to blame everything on Porzingis, it was just more sounds like there was kind of a disconnect where people were like, well, Luka's our guy, and then we also have to feed this guy because he's supposed to be really good, but he doesn't always show up.
Yeah. I feel it's been great, the experience so far. It's been, I mean, obviously, the beginning of the season, I've done it too, where I just, everybody overreacts super quick. It's like, hey, this team sucks, blah, 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 he's really been riding the ship. I think Jason Kidd would probably be the first one to tell you, though, that it's not just him. It's the entire coaching staff, Sean Sweeney has these dudes fucking playing defense, dude. I don't know what the fuck he did. He just has these guys just absolutely trying their hardest and everything. It's been good, and I know historically it seems like he has a really great first season, and the second season is kind of where things start to falter a little bit. But we only have one example of that. Ever of him of that happening. So as you guys, we gotta wait and see. I like it so far. I like what he's done with the coaching staff. I just hope the vibes stay immaculate for everybody. So what do you think?
Seems like Luka loves him, so I'm on board. Yeah. I wasn't at the beginning and I still have my thoughts on him as a guy, but not really much you can do about that. So I think it's gotten a passing grade so far.
Yeah. I give it a solid B plus,
Yep.
Just because I want to see what happens beyond, this regular season and what happens beyond this entire season, let's see. Next question comes from Daniel. Luka and insert any NBA player makes the best duo in the NBA. Luka and Dwight Powell.
Luka and Dinwiddie, obviously. I would say probably. I think if it was a Luka Giannis, that would be the best duo. Yeah. That's the first thing that I would think of. It's just Giannis does everything Luka doesn't.
Yep. Do you think so? Do you agree with that, Tim?
Yeah, Luka or Giannis, or I guess I don't know. It'd be fun as hell to see him play with Jokic.
Yeah, I think those two. I think a wild card would be a Luka and KD.
Interesting.
Would be insane. Just two really tall guys that can hit the three. fuck. What are we gonna do?
I want KD to come here just for the tweets.
That'd be so fun. That'd be so fun, dude.
he's finally coming home to Texas.
Right? God damn.
Hook him.
Anyway, next question comes from Jennifer. How do we feel about the playoffs? I feel pretty good about it.
You know? I'm I'm also, this is, as a basketball fan, I am really excited about this particular playoff run. Like, there's just so many things that are just kind of uncertain. I think a lot of the, I think pretty much the West is pretty even though it's a little weaker on the bottom than it has been, but in years past. And the East is just a fist fight this year, and it's great. I'm really I'm stoked, because before it's been just like, yeah, maybe some seeding changes, but ultimately we know which two teams are winding up in the finals. And this one, I like, it still favors Bucks Suns, but like, I, the process to get there, I think, will be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome if the Nets make it out of the play-in, because it's like, you work your ass off all season to get a high seed, and congratulations, here's your prize. It's Kevin Durant in round one.
right.
Kevin Durant and fully free Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Unless they're playing in Toronto.
The Vax Phoenix has
he's
risen.
He's risen. Oh my god. Okay. Next question comes from Courtney. Do the Mavs really need to address the bigs, or is there a version of this team that can thrive being in the tax, keeping Tim Hardaway Jr. and having wing shooter depth in 2023?
I mean, like, that's something I hadn't even thought of, and I realized that, like, Dinwiddie's really stepped up in our guard rotation to where I've, for a moment, forgot THJ was on our team. So, if he comes back, you know, just, you know, week before playoffs, get his sea legs underneath him, and we've got good Tim Hardaway, I mean, I think that's a pretty damn good guard rotation. You know, the minutes that are going to like Josh Green and Brown and Nilakina, you know, those kind of like wasted guard minutes, you know, those Burke minutes where I'm like, I don't really love them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those are severely diminished, and now you have starter caliber, like, or you're getting another rotation guy.
Yeah.
That at any given night can drop 20. Like, I think it's always good to have more of those guys.
Yeah. I think for me, I think we probably do need to address the bigs pretty soon. Especially if we're trying to do the whole stretch five thing with like Maxie, where he's not really stretching anything.
Right.
I
don't know what's going on. Like, do you think he's hurt?
I don't know, dude. I think he has the yips, dude. And I don't know like how to fix that, you know?
Yeah.
Besides just like keep shooting, you know, and which hurts us, you know, like, which is why, like, I saw, I think it was Mavs Lad tweeted the other day, like during the Wolves game, he's like, okay, like, obviously we're losing this by 20 points, like, let's just let Maxie shoot it, like, every time, like, fuck it, dude, at that point, like, just let him go at it, dude, like, I don't know. So
yeah, oh, no, let's just give him the green light for one blowout game to where he just misses 20 in a row, and they're just like, all right, it'll never be that bad again.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think that we do need to address that eventually. I just don't know, like, if it probably should be this off season. But I mean, again, like,
but like, is a stretch five, stretch four available? Is a stretch big available for what Maxie's currently getting paid, which is like what, 10 million?
Yes, I don't think so.
It's not that much. Like, it's what I'm getting at is like, you know,
yeah. Can Volvo shoot threes? No, boy.
No. I mean, theoretically,
all of them can shoot threes at least once or twice, but I don't know, man. That's a good question, though. You got anything to add? You got anything to add, Tim?
I feel like someone broke Maxie's heart. That's the way he's playing lately, or we just need to start bullying him because it's worked for us before her
relentlessly. Let's see. Next question comes from Jordan. Who gets shipped out this offseason? No, we would keep Pertons, Tim, and Maxie. At least one is gone.
I really hope we keep... I think Pertons is easily the most expendable, but I don't know who wants to pay him he has.
Yeah, I think Pertons stays because he's just been... Yeah. That contract is crazy, looking back at it. Tim got paid that. I mean, even though it decreases every year, that's cool. But he's hurt. You know, like, I don't think guys want to. I think guys want to see him get better. You know, and actually play a game. Maxie is probably the most expendable, only because that contract is, you know, pretty low. But again, he's also been ass. You know, so I don't know. Like, I think out of those three,
I think there's someone to take a chance on him. That would make the most sense.
I think out of those three, I think Maxi goes.
Sure. So. I get you.
Yeah. Tim?
Yeah, it's Maxi. If it comes down to it, yeah, it's Maxi. Let's go on.
Yeah, let's see. Next question comes from Triple Dub Luca asks, top five ways to off a certain mascot. So there's a lot I thought about this one.
Trampoline dunk into a piranha tank.
Yes, that. I mean, you make it seem like he's going to finish dunk and do that. You can go the coward's way and give him poison.
He's a coward's way. All right, little finger. Yeah.
Bazooka. I like the idea.
Ooh, t-shirt gun.
Yeah, dude, t-shirt gun max all the way up to like just death.
In the news today, Champ has been killed or has been euthanized via through t-shirt gun, where they shot a t-shirt through him.
It's terrible. What else? Another good way. Just, you know, straight up gun. Like, you know.
Well, you can't. All I know is that you can't do that with the Phoenix mascot, because then it's just going to be a whole resurrection of Harambe memes, and just, we just don't need that. Yeah. We don't. Yeah, the internet doesn't need that.
Yeah,
we can't really love that travesty.
Dark moment in human history.
Cincinnati Zoo still has me blocked on Twitter, I'm pretty sure.
Let's see. Next question. Kurt asks, "Can I get a Dallas Mavericks jersey?" Absolutely not for me, though. I don't even buy like, jerseys. So,
I mean, like, yeah, they're pretty readily available. And if your favorite player gets traded, you can trade it to American Express. If you buy your jersey through American Express and your favorite team or your favorite player gets traded, you can actually trade in your jersey with their jersey reward. I don't know. They're not a sponsor of us. I was going to try, but no. I can't. I need the words in front of me. I need the teleprompter. Sorry.
Next question comes from Luca Fan Club. Will the Mavs use their bricks on defense? I think that's illegal.
As in their shooting? I mean, like, yeah, I guess that is the best defense like for the other team.
No, they're not going to do that. You guys, anything to add to him real quick before we go on to move on?
No, move on.
Next question is from Lemon Pepper West asks, start bench cut Jalen Brunson, Jason Terry, and Jason Kidd while they played for the Dallas Mavericks. So you could do young Jason or old Jason. Doesn't matter, young kid or old kid.
Yeah, let's see.
I love Jason Terry, but I'm cutting him because I'm mad at him right now for calling KG the best teammate he ever had.
I'll second that with Tim. That was pretty good. I'm just like, dude, you got a tattoo on your bicep. That is not ridiculous thanks to a playoff performance of Dirk. Don't you dare.
Yep.
I'm going star Jason Kidd, bench Jason Terry, cut Jalen Brunson. So.
I mean, like, historically wise, that does hold water.
That's exactly why I went there. I'm not worried about him, you know, talking to Celtics, you know, the Celtics media people about Kevin Garnett right now. So
sure. Yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
All right, let's see. Next question. Chris, which I'm curious about how this question came to be, because it doesn't make any sense to me. Would you rather eat 10 hot dogs in 5 minutes or within 5 minutes eat 10 hot dogs?
That's
the same thing.
The same thing. Yeah, that's like, okay, would you rather eat a pizza in 8 slices or 10 slices?
It's all the same people.
Right.
Like, I mean, granted, I don't know if I've enjoyed a segment on television than Shaq trying to describe that gas prices don't matter, dude, if you just keep putting $20 into the gas tank. And they're just like, you're just going to, he's like, no, wait till it hits full, then put another $20. And they're like, that'll save you money. He's like, you're going to use the same amount of gas. And then like Ernie just going like, this is worse than what's closer, the West Coast or the moon.
Yeah. What a great segment. I don't even know why they even came up.
I don't even know why they came up. Like Shaq, who has a doctorate, apparently, like he's got it's not a
real doctorate, dude. It's like one of those honorary doctorates.
Jesus.
I'm pretty sure anyway.
Well, no, but didn't he, like, he made like a big deal about like actually like finishing college and going to school despite him having his life, his like having generational wealth. he's like made a real point to be educated, but like, but also the way that he speaks, just like, it's just hearing rich people talk, give financial advice sometimes is really, it reminds me of Lucille Bluth. She's like, how much is a banana nowadays? $20.
Jesus. Let's see. Next question. Who has the best chicken fried chicken in the DFW area?
Gosh, I don't know what you guys have up there. I wish I could give my two cents.
Let me see. If I were to think, I'm trying to think right now of who does have those chicken fried chicken.
I can say Austin Lucy's is pretty much, or no, there's a Gus's in Austin, and yeah, Gus's, or if you like Nashville hot chicken, Tumble 22 is pretty damn great.
Nice. I don't really eat chicken fried chicken a lot. I would say Mike's Chicken is good. I think someone mentioned that in the actual comments, actually. Mike's Chicken on Maple Avenue is actually amazing. I don't go there very often, but when I do, it's great. It's the only one I can think of on top of my head right now, though. Got anything, Tim?
DFW, I do not know.
No. Let's see. Next question comes from, I think his name is Brad. Yes, Brad.
Brad Townsend, right on.
No, I wish. I was speaking to Brad Townsend, if you're listening to this. let's talk about the Batman, man. Let's see what's up. Brad asks, why don't we just ponder on the reason of Reggie starting over Dinwiddie? I got the defensive side of things, but damn, Sir Bullock has been pure buttocks recently. that is actually a really good idea. I think the thing, though, I think for whatever reason, there's always players that just like thrive more in the bench role, even if they're getting like starter type minutes, which happens a lot, like I know for us in the past, like Maxie would come off the bench, but he'd be getting like 35 minutes, you know. I think it doesn't really matter like who starts, who I think it matters who finishes. That's always been my thing. Is like, it doesn't matter who starts, it matters who finishes.
And Dinwiddie's normally out there in the last minutes. And I also think that because they have this kind of three guard like between Luka. And that's also the benefit of having Luka be so goddamn big, is that like you can have someone like Jalen and Spencer on the same, and Bullock if you want. And then like someone like Finney Smith or Dwight, depending on like the matchup.
Yeah.
And like,
you know, yeah.
Lots of flexibility in those rotations. And like, I don't know. I'm not too worried. Yeah, I'm right there with you. The starting rotation is not usually that big of a deal. It's usually just kind of like it's matchup based. And also like I like rotations. I like having depth in our rotations rather than just like, let's just start all of our good players at one time.
Yeah.
That as cool as that is in 2K, that's not really effective. Like, you know, how much you score in the first quarter is really not that important. You know, it's more just like are there minutes dispersed throughout the game?
I will say though that Reggie probably isn't starting if Tim is healthy. So I think
they just probably swap more often than not, just depending on the matchup. You know, like a not as good wing, or you know, shorter wing or whatever, like it's probably THJ playing.
Yeah. So and hopefully I don't think we'll see him in the playoffs though, because it doesn't look like he's ready to be anywhere near a basketball stuff. But hope next year, you know, we see that. So
has Tim Hardaway been cleared out for the season?
No, but like I think Brad Townsend asked him, and asked Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd was like, he's not ready to ramp up anything yet. So I was like, okay, well, you know, I guess we'll see him next year. You know,
probably. So,
unless he makes second round or something, but
sure. We'll see.
What do you think, Tim, about Reggie over Dinwiddie?
Good thing about having the options is you can kind of just ride the hot hand. Whoever's shooting better or playing better at that moment will be the guy that plays.
Yeah, well, I also think they play very different roles too. You know, like Dinwiddie's not asked to make defensive stops and just to hit open shots. Like he's out there to create. And if you've, you know, he's there to create while Luka doesn't have to be the primary creator, you know, he's out there to create and to, you know, like drive. And that's not Bullock's game. You know, Bullock is, you know, to be a pesky defender, be in the right spot and, you know, provide, you know, hot shooting or, you know, hit open shots.
Yeah, you that's know, it.
Three. Yeah.
Last question comes from Lucas Skywalker. He asks, how will mutants be introduced into the Marvel universe? I know Dawn is Dawn's marveled out.
Yeah.
I will say it's going to be multiverse stuff. That doesn't make any sense to me because it's going to be multiverse. I don't know how the fuck it's going to be. I don't know. Apparently, Professor X is going to be in the new, Doctor Strange movie, which is cool.
So if I'm not mistaken, Simpsons were acquired by Disney, right? And yeah. So like Fox was ultimately acquired by Disney.
Yes.
Like Fox IP. So yeah. I'm less worried about Marvel characters meeting each other than I am Hank Hill winding up in like Kingdom Hearts. Like that's more, I want the weird shit. I want just like our Squidbillies in this Marvel episode, you know, like let's just get dumber. Like it's like, huh, I can't believe Gumby made an appearance on this, you know, or like that's the mashups I want to see. Like,
yeah.
Oh, they were in the same movie franchise, but different. Like Adam West meeting, or well, I guess he's dead now. So that would be really gross if he showed up in one of those Batman movies. But like, I don't know. Like, I'll also say new Batman, pretty darn good. I was pleasantly surprised. I was
kind of like, oh, long, cool. Kind of yeah, long, but you know,
yeah, but it was good pacing and like you know, a good time and like it did what Batman movie should have done, make it a detective movie.
Yeah.
There you go. Like it's not a character study. We know why Batman is the way he is. Like, have him do cool stuff. Also, the thing that it was great about it was that they weren't just like, I'm Catwoman, or like those weird, gross introductions that they would always do in superhero movies, where it's just like, I am this thing. It's just like, no, it's just, you know, she's literally a cat burglar. You get it. There's cats everywhere.
Well, yeah.
You put the pieces together. I was shocked that was Colin Farrell, though.
That was crazy. That was insane.
I had no clue. Absolutely no clue until like the credits rolled. I was like, who's Colin Farrell playing?
And you're like, what the fuck? You're like, oh, the fuck is the Penguin? What the hell? That was great. Paul Dano's a fucking freak.
I saw Batman twice in the same week, and I had to pretend that I hadn't seen it the second time because my life is chaotic.
Yeah.
That's so funny, bro. Oh, that sucks. I wouldn't be able to be like, oh shit, look, it's coming up.
That's guys-
6 hours of my life in 1 week to Robert guys- Pattinson.
Hey, bro, Robert Pattinson's a good actor, though. I gotta give him that. Like, he's a great actor.
There's one note I have on it, and it's just like, could we have done something different with his Bruce Wayne hair? Like,
but you know,
could
you
we,
don't like,
could, yeah, you don't, could we have not gone full Gerard Way from
like, I was about to say, you don't want the My Chemical Romance look? You don't want
It's just like, we know he's not okay. He's not a fucking K, but like it was borderline weird. Venom, Tobey Maguire, like in the black suit dancing thing in Spider-Man 3.
My favorite tweet about that movie was someone said Robert Pattinson is the worst vampire ever. It took him 11 years to become a bat.
Oh man, what a great movie! All right, guys, those are all the questions though.
Yep. Good stuff, guys. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. It's good to be back on the pod finally, even in a you know, I'd say in a rotational role. You know, I would like to say I'm like kind of I was going from like a the Dwight Powell of this podcast to more of a Spencer Dinwiddie, you know, plug and play, you know, kind of deal. You know, Ruben's our Luca, that's no question. It's good. I appreciate all the love. I appreciate a lot of people being very supportive of my music endeavors. Speaking of which, my single has been released. It's my first ever. It's on Spotify. It's on streaming services. It's called The Doctor. You can find it under my name, Don Denham, Denham. I am like 50 streams away from 1,000 streams, and I would love to get past that less than 1,000 number on Spotify to look a little bit more legitimate when I'm throwing myself to venues in hoping that they book me. So that would mean the world to me if you guys streamed it a couple of times. It would. I want to do it genuinely. I don't want to like buy a bot or, you know, there's a lot of like scam artists that are like, plug it into playlists, and all these playlists are like in like Indonesia of just, you know, CPUs that are just listening to things like to, you know, bump numbers. I don't want to deal with that. But it would mean the world to me if you listen to that song. I really, really appreciate it. You can follow us at the MFFLs. You can check out our website, MFFLs.com, for game recaps and all kinds of cool stuff. Our writers are doing an amazing job over there. You can follow Ruben at Reddit Mavericks. You can follow Tim at Ultralight Beam, BEHM. You can follow me on Twitter at Don_Denim. Gentlemen, anything you want to plug before I sign us off?
No, I would love it if you guys joined our Patreon. Yes. We host all the games, watch party type stuff on there. It's literally $1, and you get access to every single game when game days are on, including playoffs. I'm pretty sure I got to double check on that, but you know, it'll be cool. Anyway, see you guys later.
All right.
Bye, guys. Yes.
Have a great rest of your week.
Later.